for all of us because the day we honor and venerate all saints in heaven. You know, almost every day of the year we have a saint to honor daily. But today we honor all the saints in heaven. And all the saints in heaven, like from the book of Apocalypse, St. John's vision tells us there are multitudes and great numbers of saints in heaven. No one can count and can number. And for sure, among them, there may be some our loved ones in heaven. And also today, it's a good occasion for us to meditate and live out of the practice, the mystery of the communion of saints. That's the church teaches us. The communion of saints tells us that there are three, or the church comprises of three parts. The church militant on earth, like we are here. And the church suffering, the souls in purgatory, and the church triumph, and glorify the saints in heaven. So all three parts and members of the church, three parts, are in union with each other, and not separated from each other, but all belong to the church, and helping each other, So like we are the church militant on earth, we can help the holy soul in purgatory and with our prayers, sacrifices, and good works. So we pray for the souls in all the Maya through the months of November. And also good works that tomorrow we can obtain indulgences for the holy souls in purgatory tomorrow. And also we are here on earth, we look up to heaven to contemplate the saints in heaven. So that we glorify them, honor them, and to ask them to pray to God for us. And mostly and more important, to imitate their good example of life, to follow their footsteps. So that one day we can be united with them in heaven. And also for sure, the saints in heaven, they are very concerned about our salvation. And they pray to God for us constantly. And they are waiting to be united with us one day in heaven. So again, the beautiful the mystery of the communion of saints. So today come to our minds so that we practice in life. And also another thing is that the mystery of the communion of saints can help us to understand the nature of the church. You know, the Church of Christ is instituted as a society. But this society is not only includes the living member on earth, but also the deceased members and the soul in purgatory and all the saints in heaven. Both the member on earth, in purgatory and in heaven, all still belong to the church. So we see the nature of the church is not limited in time and space here on earth. So for this reason, we can have a very good replies and answer to the people. Sometimes they say, like a significant Catholic like us, they say, oh, you are outside the church, you are schismatics. against the Pope, against the Church, etc. Yeah? And they say you are outside the Church here. But actually, we are not outside the Church here, because the Church is not limited in time and space here. To be a member of the Church, it's no need to be in a certain geographical boundary of the diocese or parishes here. Whenever we are on earth, or even in purgatory in heaven, if we have the same faith, profess the Catholic faith, obedient to the Pope and the teaching, we belong to the Church here. So you see, the Church is not limited in time and space, it's certain boundaries of geography. No, the Church is universal. So that is why the mystery of a communion of saints tells us the Church is beyond the limit of times and space. Yeah. So it includes the members in purgatory and all the saints in heaven still belong to the Church. Yeah. So another thing here, the Feast of All Saints, we think the importance and the necessity of a veneration of the saints in our life. Yeah. Because we venerate and honor the saint not for temporal benefit, yeah, like the pagans or the non-Catholic and the man-made religions. Yeah. They pray to their gods for the temporal gains. Yeah. But we, the veneration of the saint, mostly for the purpose that we can imitate in the example, yeah, and follow the footsteps in our life. Yeah. And for this, we remember the saints, because we are our patron saint. Yeah. Each one of us has a baptism and confirmation. Yeah. So for those who already have been confirmed, we have at least two patron saints, yeah, baptism and confirmation. Yeah. So to contemplate and study the example of the patron saint that we took for ourselves, yeah, so that we can follow and imitate the example in our life. Yeah. So for me, I have my patron saint, baptism, Saint Joseph. Yeah. And my first confirmation in the Vatican II Church is not required to take a patron saint at the confirmation. So when I was reconfirmed by Bishop in Omaha, so at the realm of communion, the Bishop, before confirmation, Bishop asked, what saint you want to take? I say, Paul, Saint Paul. And I pause, I confirm you. Yeah. So after that, I didn't know why I reply and respond, Paul, Saint Paul. So later on, I meditate. Oh, it's like a conversion. Yeah. Because I converted my conversion to the true faith, to the true Catholic Church, yeah, the tradition of the Church. So it's similar like the conversion of Saint Paul. Saint Paul was converted from his Judaism, the old religion, to the Christianity. So we keep meditating our patron saint. For Saint Joseph, what I like about Saint Joseph, he's very silent. So people used to say I'm quiet, and they say about me, he seemed to be quiet. Yeah. But I'm not quiet. I have a motto that just talks and say what's necessary. Yeah. It's not necessary, I don't say, yeah, I don't talk. Yeah. But I'm not quiet. Yeah. And also about Saint Paul. Saint Paul, what I like about him is very, he has a great passion. Yeah. Great passion and zealous. Yeah. But when his passion, his jealousy and enthusiasm is directed to the right path, it's a great benefit. Yeah. to the church and to himself. Yeah. So the same like us, yeah. We should have a great passion. Yeah. The only thing we need to do is to direct our passion to the good things. Yeah. If the passion is placed on the bad thing, we will be bad. Yeah. We are a bad person. Yeah. But the passion is placed on the good thing. It's very, very beneficial for our soul, yeah, and for others. Yeah. And the thing is, the person, they had no passion. They don't like anything. Everything seems to be normal. Yeah. Everything is up to you, it's up to you, it's up to you, everything. Yeah. It seems there's no concern, no passion about anything. Yeah. It's like a boring, it's a boring person. Yeah. Who has a great passion and everything we do. Yeah. The only thing is to place the passion on the good thing, on the right, yeah, on the right track. Yeah. So again, that the Feast of All Saints invited us to meditate upon the life of the saints, and especially our patron saints. Yeah. So that we can follow their footsteps in our life. Yeah. And also, the last point I would like to say on today is the celebration of the Feast of All Saints should strengthen our desire for heaven. Our desire for heaven. The thing here, like we remember the old people of God, their 40 years journey to the Promised Land in the desert. Many of them became tired of fear, and they lose hope and desire, their longing for the Promised Land. Yeah. So they began to complain God, yeah, because they were hungry in the desert and thirsty in the desert. And they blamed Moses, why you let us into the desert? It's better to leave us in the land of Egypt. We had to eat here. We had to suffer the hardship and difficulty like in here. So they began to complain, complaining God, complain and blaming Moses. Yeah. And many of them died on the ways. Yeah. And you know, about like 100,000 of people left Egypt. Only Caleb and Aaron entered the Promised Land. And most of them die on the way. So on the 40 years journey in the desert is the image of our earthly journey to heaven. So here on earth, we are our earthly journey to heaven. We have to suffer, to encounter so many and a lot of difficulties and hardship and everything in life. So sometimes we people, they lose their hope in God, and their desire for heaven. They became indifferent in everything. No desire for heaven, no fear of hell, everything natural. They care about nothing. So it was very, very very sad for any Catholic to fall into that situation. No matter what may happen to us in life, always place our trust in God and looking up to heaven and to all the saints and angels in heaven so that we can obtain the consolation and the desire and the hope for heaven. And the desire for heaven will help us a lot in this life so that we never be let down in this life, but always like with ardent hope and strong desire for heaven so that we can follow God and follow the example of sin in all circumstances of our life, And also remember, lastly, we remember if we have so difficult and challenged this in life, we remember what God said to St. Paul, "My grace is sufficient to you." So Jesus also say to each one of us, my grace is sufficient to you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.